Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An NXT call-up is imminent, a return is on the cards, and the New Day have an idea.
We've legit talked about this for years, off and on, and we need to do it one time.
For Tuesday, May 26th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Bro.
The highly touted signee Matt Riddle is here in NXT.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu national and world champion, former UFC competitor. The man can get it done. It's exciting to watch.
Riddle is laid back, but certainly braggadocious.
You know, this guy Menz is as tough as they come. Former rugby player. He once finished the whole game with a broken collarbone.
What an overhead toss by Menzies.
Tremendously good start for Menzies, but I guarantee you Matt Riddle will be able to turn this around quickly.
Oh.
That's what Matt Riddle is all about. And the crack of a whip. It's the Proton. Raining down elbows. Menzies could be out.
This is the moment Matt Riddle has been. What a knee. Quick tap out.
Immediate
Matt Riddle
tap
successful.
Out.
Matt Riddle has arrived in NXT.
Hello.
From the Wrestling Observer and PW Insider, Matt Riddle's main roster debut is imminent. Matt Riddle has really made a massive name for himself in NXT. Now he's a former NXT Tag Team Champion, really stands out from the pack in that roster. And it looks as if the right people have noticed and he is bound for the top of the company. Now, I'm not going to get into the weeds on whether it's a call up or whatever, or a call across. You know what we're talking about when we say an NXT guy is moving up. PW Insider have corroborated this story, and there's several sources as well as them that suggest that Matt Riddle is scheduled to join SmackDown. Now, there were plans to move Matt Riddle to SmackDown since long before WrestleMania 36, but plans were put on hold, quite a few things playing into that, including, you know, the massive worldwide pandemic. They finally decided to pull the trigger on Matt Riddle's call-up a couple of weeks ago. They started discussing how they are going to go about doing it. So that means that tomorrow night when Matt Riddle faces Timothy Thatcher in that tap-out or knockout cage match, that could be the last time that we see Matt Riddle on NXT. It's a real shame, actually, that this didn't happen sooner, as Matt Riddle would have been a really strong fit in that IC Championship tournament. There's been a lot of talk when it comes to Matt Riddle's reputation backstage as well, but from recent interviews, it does seem like the right people don't have a problem with him. So expect big things from Matt Riddle when he gets to the main roster. Now, WWE do have a history of fudging up, shall we say, call-ups from NXT. So I will remain excited, but with cautious optimism about the SmackDown debut of Matt Riddle.
You get knocked down, what do you do? What do you do? Come on, you say it. What do you do?
You get back up.
You get back up. And you keep swinging. Swing, swing, swing! For the fence!
From a call-up to a call back. Drew Gulak, according to the Wrestling Observer, appears to be back in WWE following the expiration of his contract earlier on this month. This was reported by Fightful Select just last night, who said that Gulak is going to be working a battle royal that is scheduled to take place on SmackDown this week. Fightful have said, whilst it wasn't confirmed if Gulak's been re-signed with WWE or not, that is in fact the case, not only with Gulak set to be in this battle royal, but Gulak's WWE.com profile being moved from the alumni page and back to the SmackDown page. So back earlier on in the month, Drew Gulak was confirmed as no longer under WWE contract. The two sides hadn't come to an agreement on a new deal. Apparently, Gulak had asked for a pay increase that hadn't happened, so the contract was simply left. WWE never confirmed the release, but Gulak's profile was moved to the alumni section, and from many on the inside, it certainly felt like Gulak was done with the WWE. That appears to now not be the case, as Gulak seems to be back on the books and could be back on SmackDown this Friday.
Oh my God, follows up on a combination. Oh my God, Cruz has won the United States title.
Here's your winner and the new United States champion, Apollo Cruz.
Apollo Cruz has captured his first championship in WWE.
11 years of sacrifice, 11 years of hard work, dedication, and discipline. And I can finally say I've won my first title in WWE. And I know when my body gave out on me against Andrade, I know exactly what people were thinking. They were thinking, well, that's it. He blew his chance. He's never gonna get another one. But I never gave up. I never quit on myself. I always believed in myself. And now, Charlie, I can stand in this ring and say to the whole world that I'm the new United States champion. Woo! That feels so good to say!
Big night for Apollo Crews, finally capturing his first bit of gold in WWE. It was last night on Raw that Apollo Crews became the WWE United States Champion. Really, really pleased with this. I wasn't entirely sure what the plans were for Apollo Crews in WWE, because they, for a long time, they sort of stagnated on him. As soon as he came to Raw, it was with a massive fire in his belly and a huge 30-minute match against Aleister Black. So you knew there was some promise there, but then they took him out of the Money in the Bank match. And it sort of felt like they cooled on him very quickly, which is sort of the thing that the company would do. They have a history of doing that. Certainly not the case, as last night he became the United States champion, the biggest win in the company to date for the artist formerly known as UHA Nation. Congratulations to Apollo Crews. We'll go down some of the big happenings from Monday Night Raw on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on with Raw Graded. And Ross will be here as well with the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw as well.
Ring the bell!
Booker for Ring of Honor, Marty Scurll, made a surprise appearance on Being the Elite this week. So this was the episode which featured the Elite in a huddle before their match at Double or Nothing, featuring the Young Bucks and Hangman Page. Page told the brothers that they're at a disadvantage against the Inner Circle. They need to huddle together and think of what they need to do. Think of a plan to get back on the same page like the old days. So this is all shot in their hotel room. You see all three of them discussing it, all huddled together with their eyes closed. Marty Scurll walks through the room, looks, just sort of stood next to them. He takes off, he has a face mask on that he takes off to reveal that it is indeed him. He announces that he's back. But the group, because they've got their eyes closed, they ignore him. They think he's the bus boy. And he leaves just as they are opening their eyes and coming out of the huddle. This was a really cute moment. You can watch it on Being the Elite. I don't think I've done it justice. As we previously reported here at Cultaholic, one of Marty's major goals as booker for Ring of Honor is to strengthen the relationship Ring of Honor has with AEW. And this is because, obviously, there was big talk of Marty going to AEW and Ring of Honor, instead extending him a massive contract increase and the opportunity to book the company too. So one of the things he wants to do is sort of build some bridges between both sides. And this is just a part of that, you have to believe. Determined this week on Dynamite, AEW announced that there'll be a battle royal with the winner earning the right to be Cody's first challenger for the TNT Championship. It's also been speculated that we will see the finalized belt design. The belt wasn't complete when we saw it on Saturday at Double or Nothing. Due to the pandemic, the belt wasn't finished in time. So we'll see the complete belt on Dynamite tomorrow night. There was a few photos doing the rounds that show the belt coloured in a little bit more, and it looks lovely. Also tomorrow night on AEW, Mike Tyson is going to be a part of the show. They've announced it on Twitter that he's going to be making another appearance. Chris Jericho has warned Mike Tyson to stay away from him. We could be leading to something between the Inner Circle and Mike Tyson on Dynamite tomorrow night. Looking back to Double or Nothing, Wrestling Observer updates us on the condition of Matt Jackson, who was injured in the build-up to Double or Nothing. So this comes from the Observer. Matt Jackson's wife, Dana, says that Matt has a broken rib. What I was told is that Matt wasn't getting x-rays because he wants to avoid the hospital, but that he feels the same as when he fractured his rib in the past. The injury took place on a stadium dive last Wednesday as he worked with it on Friday night when filming the stadium stampede. So it was an injury that was caused on Wednesday night as opposed to being part of the stadium stampede. So he recorded the stadium stampede on Friday, worked with the injured rib throughout it as well. Not entirely sure of like a return date. For Matt Jackson, you want to be careful with a fractured rib, goes without saying, but we hope he gets well soon. Fans returned to wrestling over the weekend, and then they didn't. Independent wrestling shows with crowds took place this weekend in Tennessee. USA Championship Wrestling ran on Friday and Saturday night in Dixon, Tennessee, before 150 fans with city officials on hand to make sure everything ran according to guidelines. The fans are back, but also so is some wrestling promoter shenanigans. Pro Wrestling Mid-South ran on Saturday night in Dyersburg, Tennessee at the Herb Welch WrestlePlex before 100 fans and was shut down at intermission when local police turned up. There was a new order that was put in place the night before this, which allows non-contact sporting events and activities. However, some of the wording of it seems quite vague and open to interpretation, but it certainly gives the idea that wrestling isn't welcome. The ruling in question that got Pro Wrestling Mid-South shut down says contact sporting events and activities where there is a requirement or substantial likelihood of routine close contact and adequate social distancing is not feasible are prohibited. But this does not apply to collegiate or professional sports conducted under the rules or guidelines of their respective governing bodies. This also does not prohibit training or otherwise practicing the elements of such sports that do not involve close contact with the persons. Now, Pro Wrestling Mid-South took to their Facebook page to talk about this further and said, last night at Ultra Ball 2020, the Dyersburg police shut us down after only a few matches. We were told if we continued with the event, then we run the risk of being charged with Class A misdemeanor that carries a sentence of a possible 1 year in jail. We've always respected the law, so we discontinued the event and offered refunds to our fans. The officers also told us that they wouldn't be there unless someone had called them. Someone had been trying to shut us down all week. It was just dumb luck that the governor issued Order 38 late Friday afternoon. Who would stoop so low and do nothing but hurt our fans by having us shut down one night? So whilst the fans may or may not be coming back, one thing's for sure, if the allegations are anything to go by, wrestling promoter shenanigans are very much back and here to stay. WWE Hall of Famer Sergeant Slaughter offered some congratulations to Jon Moxley on social media recently. After a photo was posted of Moxley and Cody Rhodes holding their respective AEW championships, Sergeant Slaughter tweeted, "Congrats to John Moxley on your life after leaving the flagship WWE. Very happy for you, especially since I was the first to go up against the Emperor and fight for my freedom. Luckily, you got to bypass the lawsuits and courtroom appearances. I'm wishing you continued success." Slaughter and Vince McMahon had quite a falling out in the mid-80s. There's many that reported Slaughter left the company in 84 over a dispute over royalties on merchandise. Slaughter then trademarked the name Sergeant Slaughter and took it to the AWA. He also filed a lawsuit against McMahon for merchandise royalties, which have settled out of court. Also, there was reports that Slaughter and WWF were at odds over a deal that Slaughter would make with G.I. Joe. So there's a little bit on that as well, which partly it comes back to. Slaughter would eventually return to the WWF in 1990, and obviously he'd become the Iraqi sympathizer, he'd become the WWF champion, so the bridges would be mended, but it was nice to see Slaughter reaching out to John Moxley, a man similar to him who has left the company and forged his own path. And finally, The New Day have been chatting on their podcast about a gimmick that they wanted to do, that they're pretty sure would probably get them sacked. Here's The New Day to tell you all about it.
We haven't had the balls to pull this off, but for years we have joked about doing flesh-colored gear.
Yes.
That matches our, not with designs or anything, so that's why you'd have to step aside for this project, but flesh-colored gear that you couldn't even tell, like, are they naked? That's or an entrance with a trench coat. You know, they're like the old school.
Oh, that's so good.
And just flashing people. I mean, it's not a good idea, but it really
it's a great idea.
We've legit talked about this for years off and on. And we need to do it one time.
It's got to be like a strategy, like towards the end, you know? Like, okay, this is the time. You got your flesh color gear. Okay, get your trench coat ready. And then we just do it because then we'll probably be fired. So, you know.
Right. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I feel like there'd be an instant reaction, but then once the tape was replayed, it'd be like, well, no, they shouldn't be in trouble. It's fine. It's just gear.
Right. It's just gear.
This idea has come about a month or so after Big E revealed that he wanted to play a wrestling postman called Melman. Can somebody get The New Day a copy of TEW 2020, please? Because I want to see them play a wrestling simulator. I desperately need to see Big E booking a wrestling industry. That'd be incredible. That's all for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for today. I'll be on twitch.tv/cultaholic later today, doing just that, playing the TEW 2020 wrestling simulator. We're going to ruin wrestling, you and I. On cultaholic.com right now, you can check out our list of the 5 best Owen Hart matches. Some you know, some you may not know. Check out that at cultaholic.com right now. And on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, of course, a Raw graded and Raw WTF moments will be along a little bit later on today as we break down Monday Night Wrestling. But also on the YouTube channel right now, we are looking back at the pre-Big Papa Pump era of Scott Steiner. Steiner did some amazing things before he became Big Papa Pump, and you can find out all about them right now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.